Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Just in the previous segment, we're talking about this rabbit strike that delayed a plane out of Denver. It was going to Edmonton.
Not a duck strike.
Rabbit.
Duck?
Rabbit.
Duck.
Rabbit season. It's rabbit season there in Denver. And apparently this, we don't know how this animal got sucked into the engine of the plane, but they had to turn it around because fire was spitting out the engine. And finally the pilot said, okay, we can't go on to Edmonton.
Now, would you, if you're the pilot, keep on going to Canada?
I would have tried. He tried for an hour, and then they're like, no, can't do it.
Well, because you always hear they can make it on one engine, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I guess the fire keep coming
unpredictable.
Out. Yeah. And plus, the passengers have got to be unsteady.
True. Then you got to panic on your hands back there and coach.
Oh, yeah, and I'd be panicking.
Big time. Well, you heard the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Now, Doug is on the line. You had something similar happen. Go ahead, Doug. He's talking about... Used to be in the military.
Yeah, I was going to say, a long time ago, I was in the Air Force down at Pope Air Force Base down in Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. And I used to work on C-130 airframes. And one time it was at night, and I was just got done. I was marshaling out a plane, and I was just ready to go home, actually. And a deer ran across the tarmac, and it got sucked up into one of the propellers, and it just destroyed one of the engines, and it just disintegrated it was just gone, and it cost it destroyed the one engine, and it messed up one of the other engines. I mean, it probably cost us like 2 weeks worth of work just from this one deer that ran across the tarmac, and the smell just still haunts me. It's just so bad. It was just awful.
Oh my god. How was the deer?
Yeah. Bambi didn't make it.
I shouldn't have asked the question.
Yeah.
I don't want to know the answer to the question. I shouldn't have asked it, you know? Mm-hmm. I hate to start Earth Day like this, too. This is Earth Day.
Yeah, it's a little weird that you start it like that.
I know.
It kind of reminded me of, there was an old film, and I can't remember when it was released, but, you know, in the olden monster movie days, you had Godzilla versus King Kong, mm-hmm. Godzilla versus Mothra, Godzilla versus Gamera, all these, you know, Japanese men in rubber suit movies.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one animated one, I think it was animated crudely, called Godzilla versus Bambi.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was a short film, and it kind of opened with this little mm-hmm. deer just bopping along through the woods. And then you just see a giant dinosaur foot squash it.
This is awful.
And it says the end.
Why are we starting Earth Day like this with the death of deers and rabbits?
And actual Bambi.
It's wrong in every way.
It's circle of life? Maybe?
It came on the news that today is Earth Day, and I said to Kristen, I thought that was the 20th.
And no.
No, because that's like weed day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your Earth Day.
It comes from the earth, man.
You know, maybe that's why I got it confused. I thought, for sure, you know, I didn't know about Earth Day till I was in college. And, you know, I went to kind of a hippie university.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and you grew up in a town that just kind of tossed stuff out the window.
Exactly. We'd throw...
You threw hippies out the window.
Yeah. My mother threw more McDonald's bags out the window. I mean, we'd just be on a trip, and she'd just toss it. You know, we'd eat all... She's like, all right, everybody, collect the trash.
Yeah. When did that really change? The 80s?
Early to mid-80s, I would say.
What, the trash out the window?
Trash out the window, yeah. When did that?
Oh, well, Indian was crying on TV in the 1970s.
In the 70s, he was crying.
Early 70s, well, maybe mid.
We didn't get the message until about 84. I think somebody finally said,
but now you see someone litter. I mean, when I see someone truly litter now, I am like stunned.
Me too.
Like I'll see occasionally, you'll still see somebody throw a bag, a cup or something out a window, not in a road rage, just like, get this out of my car.
Yeah.
And I'm just always shocked. And I'll be honest, it's always somebody older. That's why I asked, when did it really change?
You know what I see too is sometimes people will come from a restaurant, donut shop, coffee shop, what have you. They'll have a bag with them and the receipt will blow out.
Yeah.
Or a napkin will blow out or the straw. Yeah. They make a half ass. They take a half step like, I'm going to,
forget it.
Yeah.
I'm going to chase after it in the wind. No, I won't.
No, that's me.
Not worth it. It blows down the street.
Gone. That's right. Yes, I've seen that many times.
You know, or plastic bags, you know, empty plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Chris, Tim and I one time we used to play basketball in our younger days, and we'd go to the juice shop and have a juice smoothie afterwards. Just the two of us sitting on his car. Oh, you know,
electrifying. Yep. The salad days.
That's right. Well, one time we were there with like four or five guys after basketball, and somebody, we were sitting there on the car hood having our juices, and a kid went in. Remember this? He was like 18, and he came out and mm-hmm. was unwrapping mm-hmm. the straw, just the, and he dropped it on the ground. And somebody we were with said, probably the diesel.
The diesel or Jerry, I can't remember which.
They were like, what? We live here. This is the earth. You know, come on.
This is a society.
And he had just taken great pleasure in dropping it right out the car window. And, you know, I didn't say anything, but other people were like, what? Okay, how dare you? And they called him out on it. And he just gave us the finger, all of us sitting there.
Just pulled out of the parking space.
Right away.
And drove away
and
with his juice.
Did not care one bit about that. But I didn't even know about Earth Day until 1989 or 90. I
think, you know, I was at had an eye exam a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to make an appointment for my wife. And the woman said, you can call me to schedule her appointment, but don't call me during Earth Week.
What?
I'm like, excuse me? You mean the week after Easter? That's right. Earth Week. So that's how, I mean, it's
Boy.
Still a thing.
Well, clearly. I mean, probably more of a thing now than ever. Skinny, you're talking about littering. Go ahead.
Yeah, P1 out of Denton.
Yes,
I'm a mobile diesel mechanic, and I just want it to be known that truck drivers still have no problem with littering. I'm not saying all of them, but probably 90% of them. I mean, just like if you just look down an on-ramp or an exit ramp, you know, any places that they park, I mean, it's filthy. It's disgusting if you just take a look around.
It is. That is disgusting.
And is it true that do the truckers still use what we used to call trucker bombs, the Gatorade bottles filled with urine?
Yes, those are still very prevalent. It's disgusting. Like, you can go into, like, a rest area and, like, you know, start to get this time of year, and that's all you can smell is just the urine.
Oh.
And they're complaining about having nowhere to park. You know, or having to pay to park places, but they destroy every parking lot that they've ever, you know, parked in with trash and litter. It's disgusting, honestly. It gives a good one the bad name.
I'd say, man.
And that's when you get the lot lizards.
Man.
Well, I wouldn't want to work there if I'm surrounded by the smell of urine.
Well, I wouldn't either. Thank you, Skitty. That's our tribute to Earth Day.
The flying J smells.
When does the Earth get this much attention?
That's Cameron Diaz. Cameron Diaz is a very
friend of the Earth.
Big proponent.
When does the Earth get this much attention?
Well, we're sure giving.
She sounds a little stoned.
She does. Well, again, it's right around 420.
Yeah, Herb Day, yeah. Earth Day.
Is it always this day, or is it like the first Tuesday? I think it must
always 422?
I think it is. I believe Earth Day is. Walter Cronkite on the CBS Evening News reported on the very first one.
A unique day in American history, a day set aside for a nationwide outpouring of mankind seeking its own survival. Earth Day, a day dedicated to enlisting all the citizens of a bountiful country in the common cause of saving life from the deadly byproducts of that bounty. The fouled skies, the filthy waters, the littered earth. The gravity of the message of Earth Day came through. Act or die.
Well,
wow.
That was a great one. That's how newscasting should be. You hear the teletype in the back.
Absolute legend.
That is genius right there. And that was the early, I think it was 71 when it started.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Early 70s for Walter Cronkite.
Remember Pitch In? Remember the Pitch In litter campaign?
Yes. Everything goes into a wastebasket.
Yeah.
Pitch it in instead of.
It was like a stick figure of a human tossing a bag into the.
Yeah, I read some stats on Earth Day and Americans who have eco guilt. And the thing we feel most guilty about when it comes to preserving the earth is wasting food, which we all do. I mean, we waste a lot of food.
We do.
It just, for whatever reason, if somebody could figure out how to save it the right way and really eat your leftovers, that we waste a lot.
Tons.
We do. I mean,
we do.
And it's bad for your wallet and it's bad for the earth too. And then the second worst thing is we feel guilty about trashing items that could be recycled. You know, you put your can in a
waste basket.
Mm-hmm. Instead of searching for a recycling thing. But of course, I'm upset to hear from Skinny, our caller earlier, who says, yeah, go down any on-ramp and you're going to see where truckers are throwing stuff out. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, some stretches of highway and road are worse than others.
Yeah, of course. 50% of people say that we're more likely to do something that is environmentally friendly if we're not rushed or stressed. If we're rushed, we'll just go ahead and throw it into the trash can. You know, we don't care about the recycling thing. And then 27% say, I feel guilty about leaving TVs on when I'm not watching it, or lights on when I'm not using the room. It happens. You know, there's that too.
To me, that's more of an electric bill thing.
Well, I think so too. But yeah. Is that somehow harming? I guess that's harming the environment. Is it?
I don't know.
If you leave the TV on for hours at a time, is that somehow harmful for
you? I'm not sure of the connection.
I'm not either, but I guess that's just called eco guilt.
Was it Woodsy Owl who said, give a hoot, don't pollute?
Don't pollute. That's right. That was. You don't see those guys anymore, you know?
No.
Somebody, and they think this may be connected to Earth Day. The LA Times is suggesting it. 2 days ago, someone went through Los Angeles and randomly cut down trees, just with a chainsaw, and started cutting down trees.
Could it be just practice for this person?
For no reason.
Yeah, I mean, you have to get good with the chainsaw before you can get a job.
Maybe. We have a police officer speaking on.
This is an act of destruction. Started getting pictures from many different people in the influencer space, downtown space, saying, did you see what they did last night? And I realized this was a little more malicious than, you know, the city chopping trees down.
This happened 2 days ago.
What size?
Small to medium size trees chopped down. They say more than, they said dozens of trees have been chopped down all over in different areas of the city. And they think it's one person going around with a chainsaw chopping them down.
Did the officer use the phrase influencer space?
Yeah. What is that?
Is that what he said?
I heard that too. What is an influencer?
I don't know.
Is that where you go down to take your pictures? It's like the best picture spots. So that if you're
maybe, or is that just where like the think tanks are and the creative people, the creatives hang out? I don't know.
I don't either. I'm not sure why or what that is, but they were near the influencer space and all the trees have been cut down there. Maybe the guy's mad at young influencers and wanted to flatten trees.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows? But that's very odd what happened there. But they're still looking for the criminal, and the guy says it's beyond comprehension why someone would destroy perfectly good trees. There's no reason to do something like that. Aaron's on the line talking about litter here on this Earth Day. Aaron, go ahead.
Yes, I'm Aaron, P1 from Savannah.
Thank you.
Every time I think of littering, my family, we had one on vacation when I was growing up, and I don't remember exactly
what. Aaron? Cutting out on us, Aaron. I'm sorry.
Toss your phone out the window. I'm sorry we lost you, Aaron.
We lost you, Aaron. Dang.
I lost your connection.
I hate we couldn't hear her her littering story.
Every time I think about... It's a good tease.
Litter.
Maybe she can call that.
And then we don't get it. Lewis Black had some comments on Earth Day, and he's really enjoying all the celebrities trying to help spread the word about saving our planet.
You can always tell it's Earth Day when the CO2 emissions from the world's smokestacks start paling in comparison to celebrity emissions telling us we can save the Earth if we start acting a little more like them. Just ask Matt Damon, who contributed this tip to Oprah Winfrey's Earth Day special.
I've got a great one for you. If your house is anything like mine...
Stop. It's not. It's a lot smaller, and it doesn't have an Affleck-shaped dent in the couch. Any other final thoughts?
If everybody used recycled tissue even, you would have millions of trees still on the ground.
I just want you to go now, move to a cloth bag.
Use less gasoline.
There are kind of little things that you can do.
Do something wonderful for your life and get rid of this junk.
So there you have it. Advice on saving planet Earth from a bunch of people who couldn't even save planet Hollywood.
That's Lewis Black. It's not an accident we're playing Coldplay here either. This is the band so environmentally conscious, they make you pedal a bike at their concerts.
To keep the lights on.
That's right. If you're not pedaling, there's no more
music. Do you want to hear Coldplay? Yeah. Well, pedal harder.
That's right. That's right.